Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, as Governor Ron DeSantis steps into office, one of his first expected actions is to nominate a new justice to the Florida Supreme Court. There are three vacancies coming up that need to be filled by his administration, which will likely shift the court significantly more conservative. So what impact could the shift in the court have on issues like stand your ground, school choice, clean water, medical malpractice, and many, many more? We're joined now by Travis Randolph. He's a partner with Cole, Scott, and Kassane. He recently wrote a piece in the Florida Phoenix about the process of nominating judges to the state's Supreme Court. Travis, it's such a pleasure. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you for having me.
So how has the process for nominating Supreme Court justices in Florida changed over the last couple of decades? I think it's important to point that out.
Well, right now the process as it stands is that there are candidates who are nominated by the Judicial Nominating Committee, and those candidates are submitted to the governor for him to choose the candidate that he thinks is more appropriate for the Supreme Court. The nominating process is one that has a lot of mystery if you don't understand the process. I mean, the people who are qualified, they apply for the position, they go through the application process, and which means they have to be interviewed by the nominating committee, and they, out of the people who interview, they pick a few names to send to the governor, and that is whom the governor picks to make his selection for the Supreme Court.
So the governor really has a lot of power and influence over who's going to be on that bench.
Yes, it does. And, you know, the reflection of the bench is more at this point a reflection of who's in office rather than the population of Florida, which we consider kind of troubling.
And that, of course, you know, with that power, that, of course, has really made this process significantly more politicized.
Well, I mean, I believe that statements by Governor DeSantis yesterday points this out. One of the things that were stated was his, his opinion that the Florida Supreme Court has become a body that has overreached, since that he was staying out. And his nominations that we can assume, based upon his statements, his nomination will be an attempt to curb what he sees as a judicial overreach, even though it is a separate and independent body of the government.
Again, one of the other interesting things about that, though, is this, and this goes even to like the U.S. Supreme Court, is that you could pick justices that may lean toward your party, but that doesn't always mean they're going to favor anything that you're doing, though, right?
Right, it does. But the people who do the nominations, they have an obligation, I guess, to send names to the governor whom they feel will reflect the community. Because as a community, we expect people who are making these kind of decisions to have the experience and reflect the community at large. And so when the process seems not to for that, when it seems to be more of a political gamble, meaning that only people who will be nominated will be people who will assumed to be acceptable by the governor, then the process is flawed and needs to be corrected.
Well, what are some of the major cases that you could think of, even one in which rulings by the Florida Supreme Court had an outsized influence on state politics?
Well, I think that coming up now, we see with the passage of Amendment 4, where we have the felony disfranchisement process totally turned back to people being people who are eligible. As soon as they complete their sentence and did everything they need to do, then they're eligible to vote. Governor DeSantis has announced or put out his opinion that there needs to be some sort of intervention by the governor in order to halt that process or stall the process.
Because starting as of today,
yes, as of
people
today,
can start registering to vote.
Yes, and I mean, and the way that the amendment was written and the way that the amendment was passed, it is a self-executing amendment. And so according to the amendment, it should be something that goes into effect today. Anyone who's eligible should be able to vote. However, Governor DeSantis has stated that he believes that there should be some sort of halt in the process and procedure. And, you know, it's troubling. It is.
It appears for the first time in nearly four decades that there will not be an African-American represented on the state Supreme Court based upon the judges chosen from the Judicial Nominating Commission. What concerns does that raise for you as it relates to the rulings on criminal justice, education? I mean, anything, really, we can go through the line.
Right. And, you know, our concern is that there is no diversity on the Florida Supreme Court. These issues affect all of the state of Florida. Each and every citizen is potentially affected by a ruling that's made by the Florida Supreme Court. And so we want the bench to be able to understand the community in which it represents. People in the community want to feel that the Florida Supreme Court actually represents them and their interests and can take into account the diversity of the state, can take into account the different cultural diversities within the state. Florida is one of the most diverse states in the union, and we feel that the Florida Supreme Court should reflect that when they're making their rules and when they're making their decisions that affect the everyday lives of Florida citizens. Right now, we have nominees sent to the governor, and of those nominees, not one is African American. And so, you know, we feel that this is troubling. However, it is not the end game. The governor could say, you've sent me these names, I don't agree with them, I'm going to send you back through the process, and you bring me more people who are actually reflective of the state of Florida. And he can do that. Or he can choose from the names that have been given to him, and we won't have an African American sitting on the Florida Supreme Court.
Again, I'm talking with Travis Randolph. He's a partner at the law firm CSK Legal in Miami. Randolph recently authored a piece in the Florida Phoenix detailing his concerns with a process for nominating judges to the Florida Supreme Court. Governor DeSantis is expected to announce new appointees to the Florida Supreme Court starting tomorrow. This, of course, will be following that story as it goes. What do we know, and you mentioned Amendment 4, but what do we know about other cases maybe that are coming up for the court that these new appointees could have a big bearing on?
Well, we know that medical marijuana has been in the news lately, and we know that that is an issue that is going to affect many in our community who are minorities within the community, whether it's access to medicinal marijuana, whether or not it's legal, whether or not it's available. And this is a decision that could be decided or at least taken up by the Florida Supreme Court. And so to have the possibility of a Florida Supreme Court that does not understand the diversity and the diverse needs of the people of Florida is something that we will keep an eye on as well. Climate change, I don't know if the current administration will allow that to be a topic this coming season, but climate change is something we have to deal with. And so if there is an issue in which the state legislature has to deal with whether or not there are going to be laws that affect climate change and combating climate change, this is something that we want to have a Supreme Court that will be able to understand the various commitments and the various challenges of coastal cities in dealing with this issue. And if we are not having a Supreme Court that is open to the idea that this is something that's real and something that needs to be addressed, then those decisions are going to reflect that, and we'll never get on top of this issue.
Let's go back to something you said a little bit ago. As you mentioned, the governor believes, he has stated, we've played the clip, that the Florida Supreme Court has too much power and that it has influenced too much in government, and he wants to reduce that. But what exactly would that entail? I mean, do you think that he is genuinely trying to, curb what the Supreme Court has been doing, or that he just wants to lean it more toward his side?
Well, the fact that that statement is made is troubling because it hints that there is a political motivation behind the appointments themselves. And this is an independent branch of the government that we feel should have its own autonomy to do what it feels is right without any type of political pressure. And if he puts out a statement like that, then the nominating committee may be inclined to only submit names for potential justices that they feel would be in line with his mode of thinking on these issues. And so that usurps the whole process because you take the neutrality out of the nominees. And instead of having people whom we feel would be a good jurist, we have people who we feel would be more in line with the political goals of the governor.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of to continue on that line is what do you think is that fair process? What should we be considering when it comes to picking the people who should sit on that bench?
Well, I think that we should look at, number one, the qualifications of the people who are applying. We had 59 applicants for this last nominating process. And of those, we had 6 African-Americans, we had 10 women, and we have 4 Hispanics. And of that, we have no African-Americans submitted for approval by the governor. And so we should look to see, okay, we have qualified people. What are the other factors that we should be looking at? Diversity, representation of the state as a whole, someone who can relate to the issues that are going to be experienced by the citizens of the state of Florida.
Does the governor, do you think the governor has to play a role in any way, shape, or form, or do you want to take that out of his hands?
Well, the governor has a duty to appoint. That's, you know, a power that he has, and we don't want to take that out. But we think that he should be mindful of the fact, or at least make an effort to include diversity within his judicial appointments.
And there have been legislative proposals to change this process.
There have been, but right now we have to deal with what's in front of us. And right now our hopes lie in that the governor will take our concerns seriously and will actually make an effort to increase diversity on the bench.
Do you get a sense that, I know he just took office today, but do you get the sense that he's listening or that he's open to hearing any of these concerns?
Well, what we've been trying to do, or what we've been trying to do, is put the word out that this is the genuine concern of, you know, the citizens of the state of Florida. The governor has stated that he is open to listening to, you know, people on both sides of the aisles and people on both sides of the bench. So we are hopeful. However, you know, given the statements that we've heard, we're mindful of the fact that our hopes may not be realized. At this point, we can just wait and see.
Travis Randolph, again, he's a partner with Cole Scott and Kassane. He recently wrote a piece in Florida Phoenix about, again, this process of nominating judges to the state Supreme Court. We are expected to hear from the newly elected Governor Ron DeSantis on his first decision on one of those three positions that have to be filled. Travis, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the time today. All right, still to come, how is the government shutdown impacting airline safety? We're going to take a look at that coming up next here on Sundial.